Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gabler. Pitching for the Washington Senators, John Gabler. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Kirkland scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is walked intentionally. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Cotier reaches second base with a double. John Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Bright and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Gabler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland moves to third. Romano moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held is walked intentionally. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Power scores. Held moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Bright and over to O'Connell, who tags Bell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Francona reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall scores. Francona scores. It's 8 to nothing, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland scores. It's 9 to nothing, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cotier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Cotier reaches third base with a triple. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Held. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Aspromontii now playing second base. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.